Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Indie Streak. My name is Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. If you've missed any of my shows, you can go back and listen to the archives. I've had a lot of great guests in the last few weeks. Last week, we had Oliver Robbins, who did the project 29,000 Wishes, One Regret. 29,000 Wishes, One Regret. And he also was a child actor in films like Poltergeist and also Airplane 2. And I had a great conversation with him. Before that, we had Megan Griffiths from Eden. We've had a lot of great directors. Well, today I'm interviewing director Al Laufer, director of So Pretty and its sequel, So Dark, and I think I have him on the line today. Okay, Al, are you there?
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, well, I wanted to dive right in. First, I want to start with So Pretty. Tell us a little bit about the film, for those that haven't seen it, what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, So Pretty, it's a nice little short film. It's about 8 to 9 minutes long. And it's really about a Twilight fan that's riding the midnight train in Miami. And she encounters a stranger on the train, and they strike up a conversation about the Twilight movie and vampires in general. And I don't want to give away the ending for the people that haven't seen it. So it ends with quite a bit of a shock, let's just say, for the for the passenger on the Twilight fan who was on the train. So that's pretty much the first film in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get involved with these films?
Well, So Pretty was written by a real talented writer, James Williams. I actually came across James's work on a website called simplyscripts.com. I'm not sure if you've heard of that. It's a great website for discovering, you know, unproduced screenplays. And I came across the script the beginning of last year, I think it was. And it was a nice little script, 6 pages long. And I was looking for something to produce because I'd been partnering with a company called Red 5 Studios. And they're a gaming company. They have a new game coming out called Firefall. And they started up a new YouTube channel called Stage 5 TV. And they were looking for content. And one of the requirements, well, two requirements, one that it had to fit within the genre they were looking for, which was basically anything fantasy, sci-fi, or gaming horror-related genre. And the second requirement was that you had to shoot the film in 4K resolution. So I already had a Red camera at the time, and so that was, you know, easy to do. So it was just a case of finding the right script. And so I came across So Pretty, and it was, I think it was a finalist at Shriekfest screenplay competition back in 2009, 2010. And it had been optioned, James had optioned it a few times. And one of the issues with it was that the whole film takes place on inside a train. And that's pretty expensive, you know, to shoot. So it was, you know, a few filmmakers tried to make it over the years. And then I picked it up. I optioned it back in February of last year and then set about trying to make it. So that's kind of how it came about.
Mm-hmm. And how did you secure that location? How did you get the Metro Rail?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Metro Rail, Miami Metro Rail, basically, met with them. Well, first of all, went through the Miami Film Office. They put me in touch with Miami Metro Rail. And then we went down and met with them and kind of explained what we wanted to do. And they were absolutely fantastic. I was very surprised. I thought there'd be a lot of rules and regulations. But we gave them the copy of the script, and they read the script, and they loved it. And they gave us a train, which they parked at the Palmetto Station in Miami. And we had it there overnight, and basically we shot the entire film in 10 hours inside
Wow.
the stationary train. Yeah.
That's
So,
great.
but they were great. They excuse me. They gave us the train the day before for rehearsal, so I was able to get Jeremy Palko and Melanie Krim, who are both two of the actors in the film. They came down as well as my DP, and we basically went through. We blocked everything. We rehearsed everything the day before, and Miami Metro were great. Really great to work with, and I wouldn't hesitate to work with them again. And so it was kind of a crazy shoot because, you know, we only had 10 hours of daylight of not daylight 10 hours before daylight, so
yeah.
It was a bit of a rush to get all the shots. And we did about 41 setups, I think, total.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And you had do you have any special equipment that you used, the dolly, things of that sort?
Yeah, we shot. We had a standard kind of dolly, no track. We had it, you know, on wheels, the round door dolly, I think it's called, which we used for some of the shots, the long dolly shots. And then most of it was handheld, because you know, we needed to have that kind of sense of motion because the train was actually stationary. So when you see the film and you see all the lights moving in the background, those were all added digitally.
Oh,
so
wow.
Those are all
okay.
Yeah, we added those in After Effects.
How long did it take you to edit?
I edited it, and it took me 4 weeks, I think, to edit. 3 or 4 weeks with doing all the special effects.
Mm-hmm. Now, did Red 5 provide all the funding for this, or did you also get some from Indiegogo as well?
Yeah, so So Pretty was shot for under $10,000, and that was fully funded by Red 5. And it's worth noting that they are doing another round of they're accepting some submissions, some screenplays. So if anybody out there has a short film, a short screenplay that that fits into that genre, then you can submit it. And if they like it, they'll give you $10,000 to go make it.
That's great! Wow. Now, did you know you were making a sequel to this and making it into a web series at the time, or did you just start with one and then kind of go from there?
Well, yeah, there was no real intention to make a sequel, and we certainly didn't have the story or the script while making So Pretty. And really, it was a case of, you know, I think everybody loved, certainly I loved it, the, you know, the Sean character. And the fact that, you know, we're all kind of, a lot of us involved in So Pretty were fed up with the state of vampire movies today, since Twilight. So, you know, we were getting very frustrated with the fact that all of this vampire lore is being rewritten, you know, for modern audiences. And some of us who grew up watching the old classic, you know, Dracula movies, the Hammer horror movies with Christopher Lee and a lot of the Bram Stoker influenced movies, you know, kind of want to see that again. And that's happening now. You know, I think, I'm not sure which network, but one of the TV networks is picking up a new Dracula series, you know, TV series. And, you know, so the people are getting back into the old school vampire lore, I think, which is good. And certainly at the time we made So Pretty, we were all kind of just frustrated with Twilight. And that's why I loved the script, you know, because it was having a little bit of a dig at Twilight. And so, you know, I went back to James after James, you know, James Williams, the writer, and I went back and I said, hey, you know, I really like this character. And why don't we make another one, you know? And this was back in December of last year. So he came up with the So Dark script in like 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And then
wow.
I took it to Red 5 Studios and said, hey, are you interested in doing a follow-up to it? And the CEO called me and he's like, yes, absolutely love the script and let's do it. You know? So they
Great.
Gave me more money to make that. So that one had a budget of about $18,000 to $20,000. And they funded enough to get through the production, the pre-production and the production, and then we had to turn to Indiegogo at the end to bring on board a good sound editor and mixer, because I did all the sound design and the mixing on the first one. And this one is twice as big, right? It's a 21-minute film.
Right.
So it was just too much for me to do, because I was doing everything. I was doing the editing. I was doing, color correcting and some of the special effects. So it gets to a point where you can only do so much. And at that point, we turned to Indiegogo, and we raised an additional $2,500, I think, $2,800 through Indiegogo. And that's a great platform for that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you have such a great cast. In fact, I know a lot of your cast. How did you get the cast for your films?
Well, the first one, So Pretty, we did we were new going into that. And that was my first narrative short film that I've made since I've been living in the U.S. So I was kind of new to the whole, you know, how things operated down here in South Florida. And, so we put out a casting call, and we did 2 days of auditions, and we picked up Melanie. And then we had a lot of difficulty finding the Sean character. And we searched and searched, and it was actually Melanie who had worked with Jeremy on an episode of America's Most Wanted. And so she called him and said, hey, you have to get involved in this little short film. It's a great script, and, you know, we've got a talented crew. And so Jeremy, he sent us in a video audition, because he lives in Orlando. And we weren't able to audition him face-to-face. But I loved his video audition and basically hired him on the spot. And then, you know, the first time I met him was the day before we shot the film.
Wow.
And then So Dark, Kerry Mileto, who plays Agent Wilburn, she was my first AD on So Pretty. So, and then her husband, who's Chris Giles, he was the sound mixer on sound editor recorder on So Pretty. So I saw Kerry's reel, and I thought she had a great look, and I was like, why didn't you play this Wilburn character? So she came on board for So Dark. And then Will Jackson I knew through Julie Candle, who was in So Pretty. We already had her on board. And then Todd Bruno I had seen in some of Ryan Connolly's films. You know, Ryan Connolly, who does the Film Riot web series.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen that.
That's
a great show.
And
he's a phenomenal director, and I love his short films. And he made a short film called Tell, and it's actually in the top 10 most popular short films on IMDb. It's been there for a long time, and Todd Bruno was the star of that. So I kind of saw him in that, and I was like, I want him to play the kind of sleazeball cop in So Dark. And so we didn't really have any auditions for that one, for So Dark.
We pretty much
had most of the cast on board anyway, you know.
You had a lot of more locations, it seemed like, in So Dark. Where did you shoot that?
We shot. We shot all the police scenes, the police station scenes. We shot at Gulfstream Casino, of all places.
Really?
I actually have a friend who works there, and they've had a few music videos shoot there apparently. And I went down to Lisa. They have a huge security department, because, you know, it's a casino, so they have to have a lot of security, right? So they have a whole floor in their administration office just for security. And I went down to take a look at it, and I thought, wow, this looks like a police, kind of like a police station. It has all these blue lockers everywhere, and they had this one, the main security room that had a lot of mug shots on the wall already, so we didn't really have to do a lot of set decoration. It was all kind of set up. And so we were really lucky with that. And then all the basement scenes were shot, the basement being with the interrogation between the Sean and Wilburn characters. That was shot in the basement of a building in Lake Worth, which is at 1000 Lake Avenue. It's an old hotel. And the city had just bought that last year or 2 years ago, and they're renovating it into this big shopping complex. So luckily I knew the director of the CRA, City Redevelopment Agency in Lake Worth, and she gave me the keys and said, have at it. So
Wow, that's
we
great.
actually so we shot the interrogation scene there, and the ending of So Dark, which is Sean's apartment, supposed to be his apartment, we shot in the upstairs of that building. And then the alleyway we shot behind Rocker's Tacos in West Palm Beach. And
So you did a lot of
they were great.
traveling.
You know, yeah, we did. And we shot it in 4 days. So
Wow.
the first, and everything's at night. Well, most of it's at night. All the basement stuff we shot should be shot during the day and the night. And then the police precinct was shot in one day, and it took us, that was the longest day. It was like an 18-hour day, I think.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a huge difference going from So Pretty, which was 10 hours, to a 4 day shoot, which was So Dark, you know.
The film seems to have kind of a grittiness about it, like any good police drama would have. Did you achieve that just naturally, or was there something that you did with the camera work that you, to kind of get that feel across, the lighting, something like that? Is it
Not
just me?
really. I mean, yeah. I mean, Milan Spacic, I can never pronounce his last name. He'll kill me when he hears this. He was my DP on So Pretty, and he's just a magician with the red camera. We shot both films. We shot them both on the Epic X with Red Pro Prime lenses, which are Red Zone lenses, and they're tack sharp, they're great lenses to work with. So Milan just has a great style, and it's really his, it's kind of what you see is through it, his eyes, I mean, he brought some of those scenes to life with the way that he lit them, and some of the camera movements and stuff. And I really want to continue to use him on every film that I make. But I didn't really go in with a sense of kind of any particular vision for it, really. On the next one that we do, I wanted to go more, definitely move more away into, move away from the dolly kind of shots, into more of a, go even more gritty with the next one.
So what is happening next? You have a whole series of these coming up. What are you working on right now?
Well, right now we're almost done with the feature length script, which is kind of loosely based on the two short films. It's a little bit different. It's not really from Sean's point of view. These two films, last two films, are more from Sean's point of view. But Sean's character isn't the main character in the film. It actually follows a fresh out of school detective, female detective. So the feature is more like the kind of like a little bit like the movie Seven, in a way that it's more of a thriller than a horror. From what I've read of the script, because James is still working on it, but from what I've read of it's just fantastic. I mean, just way up there with the best of Hollywood films, I mean, it's
Great.
just great. I mean, if I can't make it, I'm sure somebody will option it to make it, So we're going to be trying to raise about $1 million to make that one.
And
that will be shot entirely in South Florida.
Perfect. Do you already know what cast you're going to put into that one, or are you going to have a casting?
We will have a casting for that. Yeah, yeah. Jeremy is coming back with Sean. He's the only character, I think, the main character from the short films. So Jeremy, the actor, so we will have a large casting for that. So we're hoping to get that off the ground towards the end of the year. We can start looking for investors. We've potentially got one investor lined up already. So we may start looking for more investors towards the end of summer when we finish the script. But in the meantime, we were like, well, what are we going to do? I was just sitting around, during the summer. I was like, oh, I've got to make another film. I was like, well, what's better? What's the best thing to do? And I was like, well, why not make a sequel to So Dark? And that way, at least you kind of get in the story out there in front of people, And even if it's just to having a good portfolio for investors. When you go to shoot a feature film, if you've got three or four films about the same subject that your feature film is based on, that's got to be good, to sell, a good selling point for your investors. So we just started writing So Dark 2, and what we're going to do is actually shoot So Dark 2 and 3 back to back. So we're going to actually shoot two films.
Okay.
And it takes place directly after So Dark, where So Dark ended.
Uh-huh.
So Dark 2, we don't have a name for it. but some of the characters will return. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, great. What do you think was the most challenging part of making So Pretty and So Dark?
So Pretty was the location was the most challenging part, because really it was, if we didn't get the location, we wouldn't have made that film. And we looked at a few options, like, maybe we should set the film on a bus, or in a diner, or things like that, because the story could still potentially work, because does it really make a difference that they're on a train versus on a bus or in a diner or whatever. But myself and James, we were like, well, we definitely want to shoot it on a train. So we did spend, before we met with Miami Metro Rail, we did spend a lot of time looking at, we looked at the trains down at the Miami Train Museum. They have a lot of old decommissioned trains down there. But really what we wanted was a commuter train, because, it's really the fact that you've got these characters and they're isolated on a moving train, at night. And they can't get off, right? And that was kind of one of the key things that we wanted to keep for the film. And so really the most challenging part was getting the train, and then, because the train was so expensive, the train was a third of our budget, maybe even more. And so, if we couldn't have got all those shots in the 10 hours that we had, then we would have to come up with another, third of the budget on, top of what we already paid to shoot it again, and not to mention all the crew costs and rental costs, equipment costs. So we only had, the fact that we only had it for one night, it was very stressful. And the film does suffer a little bit because of that, because we weren't able to do multiple takes. We had to do one takes for a lot of the shots. So that was really challenging. And then So Dark was, the fact that we had more locations, and, we were averaging 14, 15 hour days on each day that we shot. And we had a bigger crew, and that's always a challenge for me, trying to manage a bigger crew. We had like 15 and 20 people, I think. Yeah. Um, so yeah, both films are pretty challenging. So hopefully the next one will be as crazy. But you know, the fact that you know, if we do a third, you know, we're going to have the same crew. I mean, the crew is fantastic. You know, they're all from Florida. And you know, we know how we all operate now. You know, so that's what's so good about doing the next one, is that it should be a lot smoother than the other two.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And you submitted these to Sundance, and I know that I saw something about you submitted to Sundance and some other film festivals. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so pretty. I didn't really do a lot of festival submissions on that one because I think we just timed it wrong because we didn't finish it until end of the year, and most of the horror. I really wanted to concentrate on, if I'm going to put it in a festival, I want to put it in a genre festival, so it's got to go to a horror festival. But I did submit it to Sundance. It didn't get into Sundance, but then again, the odds of getting into Sundance are pretty small.
Right.
I think they had like 14,000 films submitted last year, or this year, which is just, you know, crazy. So, it went into Red. The Red Camera, they had their own festival. It was a finalist at that, and it was shown, it presented in 4K resolution in LA, which was great. We didn't win it, but we were finalist in that. And that's really, those are the only two that So Pretty was submitted to, because all the horror festivals are in October, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this time around with So Dark, we were able to get that submitted to quite a few. So it's gone into Shriekfest and Screamfest, Shriekfest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really hoping it gets into the Freak Show. Is it Freak Show Festival? The one that's in Orlando. That's
the
one I really
like.
The
Empire?
To.
Yeah.
Is it the... Yeah, I think I can't remember the name. I think it's called Freak Show
Festival.
The
Empire. Yeah, the Fear Films.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. So
if
it gets into that, I'd be excited because of the fact it's Orlando, and then most of the crew can go there and watch it, and if it gets in and stuff, you know. And then I submitted it to a couple in the UK because I'm from the UK originally, so.
Huh.
There's a festival called Bram Stoker International Film Festival. So I thought, well, perfect. it's been submitted to that one.
Great. Now, give us the website where people can see the film right now because it's still up on Stage 5 TV. So what exactly is that website?
Well, if you go to stage5.tv, it'll take you to the YouTube. It's basically a YouTube channel. And there's a section on there called The Continuum, and all of the films that they've been producing are all listed in there. And So Pretty is like the second one because we were one of the first ones when they launched this last year, and then So Dark was released a month ago.
Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of work. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. No. Go ahead.
I was gonna say you've done a lot of other projects, like commercial work and different things also, in addition to this series. Are there some of those projects that you want to talk about real quick?
You know, most of the stuff I do, my company, I do a lot of web commercials and, you know, things like that. So I shot some commercials for World of Beer and a few local Florida companies. You know, really, over the last 6 months plus, I've been concentrating on moving more into narrative filmmaking than doing web commercials and things like that. It's funny because once you do a couple of films, you really, you know, it's like, oh, this is all I want to do, you know, is make a film, make a feature film or whatever. And so my heart really hasn't been in doing a lot of other stuff. And a lot of I used to do a lot of music videos. That was back in mid-90s, you know, before I moved to America. I used to do music videos and I actually made a couple of short films on, you know, old 60mm film. Nowadays, a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what I do right now is I do a lot of web design, and I have a Red camera. I rent that out. I do rentals and stuff. Photography.
Yeah.
I do photography.
Yeah, that's important that people can rent out equipment from you. Tell us a little bit more about that, how they do that.
Yeah, well, you know, go to my website, bluehousefilms.com, and there's a rental section on there. And I have most of the people that rent my camera are students, and I think I'm pretty well known now down in Miami University, because I rented my camera to quite a few productions last year. Because I have a really good student rate. I'll be anybody's rate to help any student make their film, you know.
Right.
So the kit comes with, you know, the Red camera. It's a Red Scarlett. So it shoots 4K, and it comes with a shoulder rig. And usually I throw in a few items if they're missing, you know, a couple of lights or, you know, a video monitor, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, if anybody's out there and wants to rent it, just give me a call. Go to the website, and it's got my phone number on there, and just email me. And the end of the year gets really, after the summer, you know, gets really busy on the rentals.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so you don't have any other projects coming up. Right now you're just focusing on So Pretty and So Dark, it sounds like.
Yeah, because So Dark 2, we're hoping to go into pre-production in the next couple of weeks.
Wow, that's
so. So we should start going through casting. What do we know? Beginning of July, right? So probably end of July, we'll probably start the casting process with a view to start shooting early September, probably.
Perfect. Okay. Before we go, is there anything else that you wanted to mention, or also another website, personal website at all, besides what you've already given out, that you want to give everybody?
You know, that if anybody wants to submit their scripts, they can do so. They can, you know, to Red 5 Studios and give you the email address for that. That's submissions at epiclevel.com. And, you know, if you've got a small, you know, anything under 10 pages, I think they now accept up to 15 pages. So if you have anything up to 15 pages in sci-fi, horror, gaming-related genre, send it to them. And, you know, you can get, like I say, you can get $10,000 funding for your project.
Great. Okay. And people can find you on Facebook, anywhere else that they can find you that you want to put out there?
Yeah, facebook.com/sodarkthemovie.
Okay.
And... that's probably where we'll be making all our announcements for the future films.
Okay, and the casting information will be up there as well.
Yeah, we'll post the cast on there. We do the casting through casting networks and a lot of the local agents too down here.
Okay, perfect. All right, Al. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with us, and we'll look forward to seeing the next one.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. And I'm sure I can bring you back once you do the feature. We can bring you back on, or after, you know, So Dark 2, we can bring you back. Okay?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yep.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rachel. Okay, bye.
Okay, well, that was a great conversation with Alan Loffer. He gave you a lot of information as to how you can submit your film and get money through Red 5, which is excellent. So if you have a script out there and you want to get it made, you can check that out. Go back. If you missed any of the things that he mentioned, you can always go back and listen to this over and over again and tell all your friends as well. He also gave a website, or actually didn't give the website, but he mentioned Simply Scripts, which I'm going to be checking out as well, where he found the script for So Pretty and originally found that author, that writer. So you can check that out, too. And he mentioned a lot of different things that were very interesting, different locations that are available. So I would definitely go back and listen to this again, because you might have missed some of that key information if you're a filmmaker, especially in the Florida area. Thank you for listening today. And let's see, we've got an event coming up that I wanted to plug real quick. Sweet Fest is happening in West Palm Beach on July 27th, and you still have 2 days until your deadline for that. Check out the website and make sure that you follow all the information that's on there, the rules and the guidelines, and look over everything and make sure that your film fits the format for it before you submit. Again, the deadline is July 9th, and you can look on there and see the time because I didn't write that down, honestly. The film festival itself takes place on July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Borland Center for Performing Arts at Main Street at Midtown in Palm Beach Gardens. And the doors open up at 6 o'clock, and it starts at 7. To get all of the information, check out the website, which is www.swedefest.palmbeach.com. Okay, so check that out. And also, if you're a filmmaker and you'd like to be on this show, I'm also always looking for submissions for, you know, send me stuff about your film and I'll consider having you on the show. If you have sent me something and you haven't heard back from me, please contact me again and say, hey, I contacted you and I didn't hear back, just in case, because it might have gotten in my spam folder or something. But you can email me at ravenprods@yahoo.com. That's ravenprods@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to take a look at it. In the meantime, go back and listen to all of the archives. They have over 70 shows for you to listen to, all different types of directors and screenwriters and different people that I've interviewed through the year and a half or so, so you can take a look at all those, or listen to those, I should say. Okay, guys, I'll be back next week, same time, same channel, so please tune in next Sunday at 1 o'clock. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.